Podcast Network Asia.
You are listening to the Coaching Happiness Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Welcome to episode 21 of the Coaching Happiness Podcast. My name is Kathy Reneses, and I'm a life coach, speaker, and founder of Coaching Happiness, a coaching service focused on heart work, whose mission is to create a better world, one person at a time. This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia, Podmetrics, Centro Holístico, Ayumi Japan Eyelash and Nail Art, who are partnered with Dot 1101 in Japan, and Kangen Water PH. Revolutionize your health with water. Hello, my darlings. How are you doing today? While I'm recording this, we are a few days off till the new year. And just like everyone else, I'm just so glad to be saying goodbye to the horror show that is 2020. We had Taal Volcano giving us such a scare at the start of the year. Then COVID happened and the entire world went into lockdown. And two back-to-back typhoons that wreaked havoc in Bicol and its neighboring regions, plus everything in between. The last thing I'd want to be stressing over is my body, which is something I think we've all been guilty of. Now, this happens the same time every year. I look in the mirror and I see this person who I like, but I think can definitely be improved upon. I see bat wings and cellulite in the tummy and stretch marks and scars. I see how my one boob is slightly bigger than the other and that my arms just tend to jiggle whenever I move them about and how my thighs touch and rub together. And yes, I'm aware that other people have body hangups too. So if you're anything like me, you get extra conscious after binging over the Christmas holidays, or in my case, the entire year. And with the new year upon us soon and everyone starting their hashtag Balik Alindog program, posting their fasts, detoxes, vegan meals, and broths on Facebook, here I am, pretty much the same. I have so much guilt and shame that I feel I have to unpack at the start of the year. Just because media always portrays the weight we gain over the Christmas break to be a bad thing. And we work so hard to lose the quote-unquote winter weight to get quote-unquote summer ready by March. It's just too much pressure and not something I want to be stressing over next year, especially coming out of a global pandemic. It isn't just about losing the extra pounds either. Can I just tell you, this entire year has definitely done a number on my health and my body. I didn't realize how much I was stressing out about what was going on around me. You know, I tried my best to keep calm and carry on, even though I was losing clients, businesses were shutting down, people were hoarding surgical masks and alcohol. You know, the people around me were getting sick, and I was stuck sheltering in place. And in about 4 months into the pandemic, my body decided to give up on me. It started with me losing weight, which at first I thought was a good thing, which led to fatigue and lethargy, which then led to lightheadedness every day, all the time, which led me to get sick. And if that wasn't enough, led to a case of hives all over my face, neck, chest, and back. It looked like the chicken pox and measles had a baby. It was so bad. Well, you know, while I got over the hives in about, I think, a week and a half, the scars are still there, and I feel super self-conscious without makeup to cover them. So with the new year just around the corner, I want to talk a little bit about loving the skin that you're in. It's a struggle for most of us, with studies showing that 91% of women are unhappy with their body. 91%, that's massive. And that number will only get higher in a society where we chase the idea of perfection. We, you know, go on crazy diets, relentless unhealthy workouts, scrolling through accounts of photoshopped influencers and like plastic surgeons from Thailand and Korea. You know, the list, it goes on. Although in the last few years, we've had this huge shift happen in conversations with regards to body positivity, and big brands and companies have been really jumping on board and taking a stand against the unachievable body standards like Dove. However, we still have a long way to go. So what exactly is body positivity? Body positivity is a mental and physical state of being that shifts the focus away from people's physical looks and places emphasis on their personal strengths. One of the major goals of body positivity is really to address some of the ways that body image influences mental health and well-being, since a healthy body image plays a role in how we feel about our appearance and even how we judge our self-worth. Research even suggests that having a negative body image is associated with an increased risk for some mental conditions, including depression and eating disorders. Now, before we continue talking about loving the skin you're in, let me introduce you to one of the other podcasts under the Podcast Network Asia umbrella. If navigating the choppy waters of relationships is something you may need help with, host Darbs Kim will give you the real score on life, love, and relationships. From dealing with broken hearts to conflict resolution to walking the line between fighting for it and letting go. If you're looking for solid advice on how to navigate the waters, tune right in to Wisdom Bars with Real Talk Darbs. To learn more about the shows and the network, you can go to www.podcastnetwork.asia. So, going back to the topic at hand. In my experience, body positivity isn't something I've generally experienced in the Philippines. The perfect example would be that tactless relative who comes up to you and greets you with "tumatawa ka ata," or the well-meaning, eye roll, co-worker who nonchalantly says, "Alam mo, guwapo ka sana eh, mataba ka lang." Or, reduce ka konti, maganda naman mukha mo." What really grinds my gears is that this type of bad behavior is considered to be normal, that people are entitled to have an opinion about your body. And something has to change. Like, just this year, Angel Luxin, a well-established actress and humanitarian, was in the news because she had put on weight. And people had so much to say. Never mind the fact that she's one of the first to volunteer her time in times of calamity, that she stands up for the oppressed, and all her other good deeds. Nope. People just want to point and make fun of Darna gaining weight. If you're with me on this one and want to start understanding and loving the skin you're in, I think we should really start with going into the reasons why we should be embracing body positivity. It's been getting a lot of negative flack recently, with influencers chiming, hopping on that the body positivity bandwagon, when all they're really doing is showing off clothes or makeup. And that really isn't what it is. So let's get into it. The first reason is that body positivity helps foster radical self-love. You know, we live in a body-obsessed culture that thrives on idealized notions of what a perfect body should look like. And not surprisingly, a lot of people are made to feel that their body is something they should be ashamed of. Instead of learning to love and accept ourselves as we are, we go on this lifelong mission to try to fix ourselves. By loving the skin you're in, it really is a radical act of self-love, because it goes beyond what you see on the outside, right? To fully accept your body means to honor and embrace all sides of who you are, every lump, bump, pimple, and stretch mark. It's a daily practice, but once you start growing into yourself and accepting the skin that you're in, other people's standards of what's beautiful won't faze you. Keep in mind that your body and your choices are no one's business. Don't let anyone tell you who you are. Stay in your lane and continue being your amazing self, and that itself is enough. The second reason is that it improves mental health. Now, how you feel about your body affects your self-esteem, which in turn impacts your mental health. The challenge with negative thinking is that once you start ruminating about that one area of your life, it becomes a lot easier to ruminate about the other areas in your life as well. And according to a study, it found people with weight preoccupations or body dysmorphic disorder displayed higher levels of symptoms for depression and anxiety, and are also most likely to have suicidal thoughts. So the next time that you find yourself having unkind thoughts about your body, maybe check in with your mental and emotional state. You know, ask yourself, am I feeling overwhelmed or anxious right now? And if so, what area of my life is causing me to feel this way and why? Mindfulness-based practices are also a great way to connect to your body's intelligence and tune in to what you need to feel more grounded. Talk to your body in a loving way. Give it grace, love, and compassion, and make it a daily practice to develop body positivity and maintain a healthy body image. In a world that's consistently trying to change you, make it your life's mission to stay true to who you are. And whenever you feel that other people's tactless opinions of you are affecting you, always remember your weight doesn't define your worth. And this goes for both ends of the spectrum. And the last thing to keep in mind is to challenge social media beauty standards. You know, when you scroll through Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok, it becomes the norm now to see a slew of perfectly crafted male and female bodies and faces. And, you know, these unrealistic images have become the standard by which we measure the ideal body. So be mindful of the images you see online, as they're not always real. In fact, a lot of photographs are, you know, tuned, photoshopped, and filtered to make people look younger and skinnier than they actually are. But if you look online hard enough, there are advocates of the body positivity movement on there too, who have made strides to retaliate against the culture of body shaming and are using their social media platforms to create change. So far, I've been putting in the work and unpacking the guilt and shame that I usually have this time of the year for putting on weight from all the, you know, Christmas parties, the reunions, and clan gatherings that I usually go to. Oh, and all the Christmas ham that would stay in my fridge for months after the holidays over. And I realized that a lot of my guilt and shame about my body didn't even come from me. They came from those horrible relatives who would comment on my weight gain because they didn't know what else to talk to me about. And because they were my titas and titos and even my own mother, I took all the comments to heart and I started to hate my body. I was never thin enough for them. My mom was especially mean, just because she could be. And I remember a time where I was probably around like 10 or 11, where she took the family out to eat at KFC for dinner. And after our meal, had me exercise around the restaurant because I was a big girl. Looking back at the photos now, I wasn't even close. But, you know, that had taken its toll on me psychologically. It may have even started my unhealthy relationship with food, either indulging way too much or starving myself. Now, I'm not sharing this story with you for sympathy. Rather, I just want to illuminate just how much those digs about someone's body can affect them even decades after you've said them. So now that we understand the why, how about we talk about how we can cultivate a better image of ourselves as we enter the new year? Learning to love the skin I'm in has been quite the journey for me, and I'm still learning, but so far, allow me to share what's been working for me. Number one is coming up with self-care routines to love yourself. Now, self-care revolves around guarding your mental, physical, and emotional health. Only then can you use your skills and talents to serve others. I like to talk about my morning routine a lot, as this helps me address my own needs first, filling up my love tank in the morning before I can be of use to anyone for the rest of the day. My morning ritual consists of a 10-minute meditation, moving my body via a quick workout, a long, luxurious shower, and taking the time to sit down and enjoy a healthy breakfast before my day officially begins. I also like to spend time outdoors, preferably in nature, and I'm always working at improving my work-life integration. The number two is exercising and eating clean. Now, exercising and clean eating are some of the self-care practices that are specific to body positivity. Often, exercising is associated with people who aren't happy with the way they look, but your fitness routine should be about being healthy, not body shaming. If you prefer to work out at a gym, pick trainers that will accept your body and work with you towards creating a healthy lifestyle. And maybe avoid those that use a punishment-focused approach or workout teams that compare participants' achievements to shame those that are lagging. They also say that abs belong in the kitchen. And that is true, as nutrition plays a key role in sculpting a drool-worthy physique. But for learning to love the skin we're in, this also means learning to love yourself more by mindfully nourishing yourself with food that fuels you. Self-discipline is love. And by making better choices on your meals, you are choosing to honor your body and take care of it. Number three is learning to accept compliments. I don't know why this is such a hard thing for us to do. Like, there are studies that show that when you have low self-esteem, it gets harder to accept compliments. And sometimes people even tend to overanalyze it and take it as a form of criticism. So instead of doing that, instead of becoming defensive, maybe practice saying thank you instead and challenge that inner voice that's undermining the approval. Remember, we go through so many ups and downs in life. And all these changes can really take its toll on our bodies. So learn to cut yourself some slack and take the win when people compliment you. All right, number four is reprogramming your subconscious mind. Now, did you know that what you tell yourself forms an imprint in your subconscious? Your subconscious also holds all of your childhood experiences, successes, and failures without you even knowing. And you make decisions about why referring to all these experiences. Think of your subconscious like a computer. If you feed your memory with demeaning thoughts about yourself, they are bound to affect your perspective about you and your body. The good news, though, is this. You can reprogram your mind for body positivity. You can move to a more positive environment. Note that our subconscious mind will take note of comments from your TV, classmates, and what people say with little effort from us. So it's best to maybe avoid those environments in the first place, or make sure that you surround yourself with better company. Or you can also make use of visualization techniques. You can create mantras that you can post around the house that affirms your body positivity. You can see yourself as beautiful. and your subconscious mind will learn to acknowledge it. Or you can also do, what I like to do is combine self-hypnosis and a guided sleep meditation before I, you know, fall asleep. I like to look for positive meditations on YouTube and fall asleep to that. And, you know, it has actually really helped me not be so critical of myself. Number five is stop comparing yourself to other people. Comparison is such a setup for failure. While we can't help but often compare the way we look, dress, or what we own with those around us, we automatically set ourselves up for an impossible standard, as we have insufficient information to make a fair judgment of ourselves. We only base our insecurities around our perception of other people and not, you know, who they actually are. And lastly, number six is just understanding how to take care of your body. Honestly, I was frustrated for years about my body. It just did not want to cooperate. My svelte frame from my early 20s was no longer there. I was constantly tired, constipated. I was breaking out and my self-esteem was shot. That was until I paid a visit to Centro Holístico for a medical consultation. And I learned about how my lifestyle history was just as important as my medical history and how everything I was going through revolved around my gut health. And after a few colon cleanses to clear out the stuck toxins that have been living there for years, IV treatments to get my energy levels up, as well as learning about proper nutrition and supplementation, my energy levels are now back up. Going to the toilet is no longer a problem. And I've learned to listen to my body and give it what it needs. And being mindful also of what it doesn't need. In my case, it's dairy. Cheese is not only a special occasion treat, but it's eliminating it has really gotten rid of my bloating, gas, and low energy. So there you have it. Nobody should ever have to apologize for their body type, and nobody should ever feel that they have to change something about themselves just to be accepted or to fit in. You are perfect just the way you are. Own that truth and don't allow anyone to make you question your worth. Loving the skin you're in has really shed light on the truth that we are more than just our bodies. You are a whole person. You have thoughts, feelings, and actions that are part of who you are. And when you show your body love and acceptance, you give yourself space to focus on all of the other amazing parts of who you are. The most important relationship that you'll ever have in your lifetime is the one that you have with yourself. So celebrate your beautiful body, whatever journey it's in right now. It's the only place that you have to live, so you better honor and take care of it. So that wraps it up for this episode. I hope you got some gems from me talking to myself about loving myself and stopping the cycle of body shaming. We as Filipinos have gotten so accustomed to calling quote unquote small talk. And let's pave the way so that the younger generation of boys and girls are encouraged to strive for more energy and vibrance instead of obsessing about diets, weight loss, and body perfection. If you'd like to keep up with me, check my upcoming workshops, or just want to keep in touch, you can like and follow me on Facebook and Instagram at coachinghappiness.ph or book a telecoaching session at www.coachinghappiness.ph. Additionally, if you're a wellness warrior and are determined to be part of a sustainable business that promotes health, happiness, and abundance, please follow riseandthrive.ph on Instagram or Facebook and send me a message there so we can talk about how you can get started. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.
Mm-hmm. The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.